The airline employees call it air rage, meaning the times when a passenger gets very angry and hits a fellow passenger or flight attendant. Think of it like road rage in the skies. And those airline workers rallied against air rage just a few days ago, striking back at passengers who strike and arguing that they make the skies unsafe for everyone. You'd think that such air rage incidents would be terribly uncommon, an anomaly aloft. But apparently they are not. Last week's rallies, where workers claimed that international air rage incidents increased by more than 4,000 in a three-year period, supports that conclusion. Also supporting it is a decent number of cases decided by the courts during the past few years, arising from incidents involving angry passengers. Judges deciding those cases have not yet labeled the trouble in the skies air rage, but they've heard the tales of passengers taking out their troubles on others on both the civil and criminal fronts. On the civil side, the defendants in the cases usually aren't the perpetrators, the passengers who've done the wrong. Instead, most of the plaintiffs in the civil suits file their lawsuits against what lawyers call the deep pocket, the defendant with the most money to cough up, the airline. And even though those airlines argue that they're not liable for the plaintiff's injuries for obvious reasons like not being the perpetrator's keeper, or not so obvious reasons like preemptive language in the airline deregulation statute, courts often do allow cases against the airlines to go forward. One case filed in California involved a claustrophobic pregnant woman who refused to draw her window shade during the in-flight movie. A fellow passenger wanted darkness and hit the pregnant woman's husband in the face during an ensuing argument. The court found the flight attendants had done nothing to stop the incident and allowed the plaintiff's lawsuit to go forward. Same in a case from Delaware. In that case, a helpful paramedic tried to restrain an unruly passenger who then promptly kicked her in the stomach, dislodging a surgical staple. The court decided the paramedic plaintiff, too, could maintain an action against the airline. She had argued that airline employees failed to take action sooner, that the airline should have better trained its people. And the same result in a case from Illinois, where one intoxicated passenger made repeated advances to another, eventually biting her lip. The court allowed the action to go forward over the defendant airline's objection that it wasn't liable for the biter. And while those civil lawsuits usually have as their focus the airline's actions, federal criminal law punishes the perpetrator, the passenger who punches, kicks, or bites. A federal statute, interference with flight crew members and attendants, allows judges to send people to prison for up to 20 years, plus a fine of up to $25,000 if they assault or intimidate an airline employee. If they use a dangerous weapon while doing so, they can go to prison for life. There's another statute outlawing any assault on anyone, another passenger, for example, on board a plane. But still, apparently, the air rage incidents continue. Just 2 days before last week's rallies came word of a passenger on board a plane who threw something and then bit the pilot when the pilot attempted to subdue her. 8 years ago, a court wrote, "To suggest that a fist fight is a characteristic of air travel is absurd. In light of statistics, the stories, and the lawsuits, it doesn't seem that absurd at all." I'm Amy Guida.